Harper One and Harper Audio present Grimoire Girl, a memoir of magic and mischief by Hilary Burton Morgan. This is the author. A note before we begin. Don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider. It contains the recipes I discuss throughout the book and will be referred to as the enhancement. To my rosebud, George, my magical boy, Gus, my Jeffrey. They are the we of me. Carson McCullers. Preface. I have been fascinated with the idea of a grimoire since I was very little. As a kid, grimoires were fearsome things that excited my curiosity. Witches kept them, accumulating magic so rare and dangerous that secrecy became paramount. But there was a catch. Anything witch-oriented was banned in our home. No Smurfs and their meddling magic. The movie Bedknobs and Broomsticks got me in a heap of trouble for chanting Traguna, Macoides, Trachorum Satis D around the house. And Ouija boards were for those courting the devil. I really don't think it was that our home was deeply invested in the hysterical satanic panic of the 1980s, but I do think my elders were abundantly cautious. Why meddle with the unexplained? I wasn't very good at following the rules, though. And I started keeping my own tiny versions of grimoires. Journals under my bed. Books of depressing and sentimental poetry that I'd picked up here and there. Scrapbooks made from magazine cutouts and ticket stubs and newspaper articles. I wanted to record and keep and collect, an innate habit that grew and grew well into my young adulthood. Then, when I had children, good Lord, I felt an even deeper desire to catalog life. I wanted to make it make sense for them, but that meant wading through so much of my own bullshit first. What was important to me? Which parts of my life were worth keeping, and which were old phases meant to be discarded? What did I want my kids to know about me, or their father, or any of our other loved ones? When we typically think of a grimoire, we picture witches harboring secrets. We think of that book with the fantastic eye in the movie Hocus Pocus that Bette Midler uses to conjure evil spells. We think of mysterious texts purchased in back alley stores and passed down through generations. And that's really not so far-fetched. Have I bought some questionable ancient books from seedy bookstores? Affirmative. Have I passed down family practices that venture into mystical territory? Proudly. Self-identifying as a witch is an act of rebellion. And a grimoire is a testament to your power and your craft. Writing knowledge down so that it does not become lost was once a highly dangerous practice for women. How many stories have we heard about women in 14th and 15th century Europe being tortured, burned, or hanged for their independence and wisdom? Every school kid in America has learned about the savagery of the Salem witch trials. A found grimoire could be a death sentence. And so these books were not frivolous creations kept for sentimental purposes. A grimoire was a guide to keep you alive. It held knowledge about plants, which ones would save your life and which would kill you. It contained ceremonies and rituals believed to honor God or gods and goddesses. It was the tangible collection of a lifetime of learning. A woman would record what she'd been taught as a child and add to it throughout her lifetime. The fairer sex would learn from each other and cautiously trade remedies. To be imprinted in another woman's grimoire was an act of trust from both parties. Once my daughter George was born, I started collecting scraps of information, quotes, book excerpts, and other pieces of knowledge in a leather-bound journal with creamy, thick pages and irregular edges. A grimoire of ideas and habits I wanted her to have. The idea of inheritance was important to me. As I looked into her little rosebud face, I struggled to find what
Sample complete. Ready to continue?